But the other big implication of, for the environment of shipping trade, particularly for a country like Australia, is that ships bring in potentially foreign organisms in their ships' ballast tanks. So ports that export bulk commodities like iron ore, they load that iron ore on those ships in big bulk carriers, and then when the ships return from their destinations overseas, they bring with them water from those other ports. What the requirement is currently is that those ships need to exchange that ballast water to reduce the risk of bringing foreign organisms into Australian water.
How is this water coming along for the ride?
So effectively, the cargo gets offloaded, say in India or in China, and then the water has to be taken up at the same time in order to make sure the vessel doesn't tip over in port. So that once the cargo tank is emptied, water is brought into the cargo tank just with a series of pumps and valves. And so what was a bulk cargo chamber in the ship now becomes a ballast water chamber.
I'd never thought of that before. I guess it's kind of to make sure that the ship is the same weight in which it came so that it can just stay afloat.
So back in the old days where sailing vessels used to do this trading around the world, they brought boulders. And so you can imagine that that was a lot more work to remove rocks from ships. So now water is used as a much more efficient way to keep ships stable when they're at sea. And seawater contains millions and millions of microbes and plankton.
What are the implications of bringing in foreign organisms? Why is that a potential hazard?
For Australia, which has strong quarantine regulations, it's really to protect ourselves from unintended harm of organisms that are highly competitive in Australian habitats for them to simply take over our indigenous flora and fauna. The other consequence of shipping, which is of increased focus now, is looking at the atmospheric emissions of ships in busy port areas and in industrialised nations or quickly developing countries such as China. This has been pointed out as a potential hazard for humans directly, not just aquatic organisms in the environment.
You mentioned a number of things which might be something that the shipping industry could adopt to try and turn this around, and you came up with three different things. What are some of those solutions that you think could be adopted by the commercial shipping industry?
Well, I think the first one was to try and reduce the fuel needed by the ship to move through the water. And so something that's been adopted by the US Navy in their so-called Green Fleet has been to install these flaps at the back of the vessel called stern flaps to try and help minimise the turbulence the ship's creating in the water and thereby increase the fuel efficiency. The second thing is to reduce the energy consumption of the ship in general. So many commercial ships run a very streamlined crew. The power use on board really relates to, you know, their personal use for shaving and things like that. But it also, power also helps the ship make its own water for use and for human drinking. And so there are some minimum power requirements that the ship needs. But where possible, even things like passenger ships could minimise their fuel use by reducing their energy consumption.
Would you be able to kind of retrofit solar panels onto a commercial shipping vessel? Or?
Yeah, this is not my area of expertise, but I definitely think solar panel could augment energy supply on ships. It's the sort of energy that could be directed to all the other needs on a ship, and the fuel to power the engines, it may not be sufficient for that. I think there are many, many innovations that we could make in this space.
And there was a third one as well, which was the fuel quality itself. So how does that come into play here?
There are various grades of fuel used by different transportation sectors, and shipping, I suppose, has the lowest grade fuel typically. And the oil then contains a lot of sulfur and sometimes nitrogen. And when the fuel is combusted, it generates oxides that can cause acid rain and irritation for human respiratory tracts. Shipping companies have the choice to use different grades of fuel, and they could use a better grade. The implication is, though, that it costs more typically. So when oil is found and extracted from the environment, it's typically sent to oil processing facilities and it's refined into different components. Those components lead to aeronautical grade fuel, then other things, gas, the LNG gas that we use on our stoves. But the thicker fuels are typically used for shipping. And so if companies were prepared to do better by the environment and use higher grade fuels, it would cost them more, but their damage to the environment would be lower.
So often when it comes to different conversations around both industry or transport, it seems that we are between a rock and a hard place in terms of here are some solutions that we could implement and really make an environmental difference. But commercial shipping, it's an inevitable practice. We do need it to kind of transport products or goods around to all ends of the globe. Should we be looking at it as we should revolutionize commercial shipping or do it differently? Or do you think it's more likely that by implementing these practices, we could really do better by the planet?
There's certainly at least two things. One, if the entire global industry cleaned up its act and actually used better fuel across the board, we would make a huge difference. So I definitely think that intergovernmental agreements and suppliers actually just stopping the provision of bad oil, if you like, or bad fuel would help. The second thing is that companies, shipping companies, could make a huge impact by directing research to adopting new practices, and the integration of solar panels and batteries on ships, working with engineers to power ships differently, and coming up with more fuel-efficient systems would be a game-changer, I believe. I don't think we would ever have a world without ships, because of their general efficiency in moving goods around the world and driving global trade. But there is definitely more to be done in this space, and it can lead to serious changes and improvement in environmental quality.